Dre walked past her and leaned against the counter between the front room and the back.
I heard the rumour mill discussing your argument with Lord Siphus right before his untimely death. He was the picture of health, they say. And then one argument with you, and he's dead.
Dre tisked.
Such a shame.
We didn't argue. We disagreed on his course of treatment, is all. Jacy licked her lips.
Come now, Miss Jacy. He refused to pay you, perhaps, or offered favours instead of money.
His grin was oilier than his hair, and Jacy wanted to strike the expression from his face. She worked her jaw, clamping down hard on the desire. Dre wasn't the kind of person she could speculate to about the Noxbrosia remedy Lord Siphus had taken. She didn't trust him as far as she could throw him. Even telling him about the so-called remedy before she had done more research could cause more trouble than it resolved. Dre chuckled and straightened, stepping closer to her, too close for comfort.
Look, I know you didn't poison him. You don't have the spine for cold-blooded murder. But if the talk overwhelms common sense among these folks, or if his family wants to press charges, you're going to need protection. That's what I came to talk to you about.
Jacy cocked her head and raised her eyebrows. That's thoughtful of you. Were you thinking of posting a guard or speaking at the next council meeting? Dre showed all his teeth and rubbed his moustache again.
Now, how would either of those things benefit me? You've got to think harder, Jacy. This would be a partnership, with both of us getting things we want out of it.
Jacy crossed her arms. I don't have any more money to give you, Dre. She had the distinct feeling she was being backed into a corner by a predator.
The most valuable thing you got is your pretty face.
Dre knocked a finger under her chin, then leaned in, his face sliding next to hers until his mouth was next to her ear.
Marry me, and I'll make sure no one else lays a hand on my wife. You see, we both get what we want.
Jacy ducked past him and braced herself on the counter behind her. With all due respect, Sir Dre, I don't intend to marry at the moment. A few rumours won't convince me to make hasty decisions about my future. Dre nodded, his demeanour deceptively calm. He rested his hand on the pommel of the sword sticking from his belt, looking around the shop.
You could keep doing your work, he said, gesturing around. Make your potions, sell your remedies. I wouldn't keep you from it.
You would inherit my debt, Jacy reminded him, desperate to put him off. Dre frowned, as if he hadn't thought of it. After a moment, he nodded.
You're right, I would. But together we could pay it off in less than half the time it would take you alone. I make more than an apothecary. You could sell the place, move in with me.
Jacy tilted her head, then rubbed a hand across her forehead. Why do you want to marry me, Dre? There's no shortage of pretty women for you to foist your attentions on. I'm sure you have half a dozen just waiting for you to make your intentions known. Why would you want an orphan with no family, a woman with no prospects, and a life debt that will sink you even further? Dre's face changed, shifting from congenial to dangerous in an instant. From Jacy's perspective, a monster seemed to have come to life behind his eyes, and she suddenly knew why no women had come forward to tempt the Queen's bailiff. Dre gritted his teeth as he spoke, biting off each word and giving them a sharp edge.
I have certain requirements of my life partner. I prefer a beautiful, intelligent, quiet woman. One who will bear me sons and daughters with magic abilities that will bring honour to my name and the crown. I could go on, but suffice to say, you fit all of my preferences and then some.
Jacy breathed in, drawing strength from the familiar smell of the apothecary and all its dead plants. The gentle shushing of the flora's secret language seemed almost audible in the air, and it bolstered her, as if she weren't actually facing this monster of a man alone.